The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do as I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, how does God the Father love the Son? Just this morning, I threw together a few quick adjectives. He loves him eternally, from the beginning, always. He loves him infinitely. There is nothing lacking from the Father's love to his Son. It is a perfect love. He loves him unchangingly. God is immutable, therefore his love can never change. The Father's love for the Son, it never alters, it never wearies. And he loves him constantly and continuously. He is always giving himself for his Son, that his Son might live. And what does our Lord say? "As the Father loves me, so I love you. I love you eternally and infinitely, unchangingly, constantly." It's why our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. I'm finishing up this book on Mother Teresa, and she says this: Jesus came into this world for one purpose. He came to give us the good news that God loves us, that he loves you, and that he loves me. My brothers and sisters, it is possible to refuse that love, to reject it, to leave the walls up that we have in our hearts from past pains, from rejection, resentment, anger that we hold. And why is it so essential that we allow ourselves to be loved by him? Because it's the deepest desire of the human heart. We long to be loved. And the second greatest desire of the human heart is to love in return. And we can't love unless we know ourselves to first be loved. Jesus loves because his Father loves him. And he says, "You are to love because I love you." I want to close with this. Our Lord says, "Remain in my love. And if you do that, you will be joyful." You remain in my love by keeping the commandments, by following God's will. What is God's ultimate will for every single one of us? It is that we lay down our lives for others. And we oftentimes think, wait, that doesn't sound like too much fun. There must be another way to joy. When we stop fighting that, when the aim of our life is to lay down our lives for others, we will know perfect joy. The very first woman who came to Mother Teresa to become a missionary of charity, she was from a privileged family. An Indian girl, a Bengali girl. She walks up to Mother Teresa. Here's a young woman, maybe 20 years old, decked out in fine clothing, covered with makeup, large jewelry. And she says, "Mother Teresa, I want to give my life for the poor." Mother Teresa looked at her and said one line: "You must first forget yourself in order that you might dedicate yourself to God and your neighbor." It pierced her to the heart. She went away sad. 4 weeks later, she returned in a simple white garment. No makeup, no jewelry. My brothers and sisters, we must first forget ourselves.